$5 Bin Podcast with Mark and Rick.
And now with a splash of Brian.
Hello, Cinemaniacs, and welcome to the $5 Bin Podcast. This is one of our mini episodes. I'm your host, Mark Dittleman. With me are my co-host, Rick Maxian.
Hello.
And Brian Higgins.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Oh, how very in the season
of
you, Brian. You are certainly
festive in
the holiday spirit.
Oh, I am.
And speaking of spirits, I'm not going to bring up the movie we just did last week.
I thought you were going to bring up liqueurs and...
Well, in that vein, I actually have some holiday gifts for you, Jess.
Oh, how wonderful.
I didn't know this was happening.
That's okay.
I am unprepared.
That's okay. I wanted to bring it before, so...
I have your gifts.
I have a few things here,
You walked by them.
Well, you can bring them over. So, Rick, on your side, this is a divided six-pack here.
Oh. And,
start off with, you know, since we're just in the season, a Hanukkah beer for you.
Oh. So, it says, Hanukkah, pass the beer.
There you go.
Or it actually says, Chanukku. No.
Happy Chanukku.
Yeah.
Hanukkah Matata.
Eight malts, eight hops. I get it because of the eight days. Oh, my gosh.
Eight crazy nights.
And 8% alcohol.
And then,
fun.
Rick, we have which I think you'll enjoy, is a, double black IPA from Trillium.
Oh, Trillium.
Which is a very popular and delicious brewery around here. And then also from Trillium, because we know you like to work with your hands and build things, there's a double IPA called Cutting Tiles.
I do. With raw wildflower honey.
Yes. Not Tupelo honey. That would be from Van Morrison.
No.
And Brian, your side of the pack is all themed. It's the same theme from the same beer company. Thought you would enjoy.
Ah, there's Shakespeare Brewed As You Like It. The Tempest.
We got the Tempest IPA.
There is the Act 1 New England IPA.
Yes.
I like IPAs.
Midsummer Night's Dream Summer Pale Ale.
There you go.
Quite festive for the season.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, theater themed. I thought you'd
enjoy
it.
Yes, I enjoy that. Thank you.
Got a couple other things.
Oh, my.
These next two items are also similarly themed that you can use them in your favorite rooms of the house. Rick, that's one's for you.
The Pot and Putt, a whimsical golf potty putting game for any bathroom.
There you go. You do enjoy golf.
That's how you get a hole in one.
Oh, don't miss the hole.
No. What do I get up after I only get two shots?
Well.
I mean, how many times do you get I mean.
That's up to you. It's for you to find out and report back to the Cinemaniacs.
There's a door hanger that says, quiet please, practice session in progress.
You don't want to mess up your short game.
No, not at all. Sets up in minutes.
And in the same vein, so you can also make use of the special room.
Oh my, toilet tunes. Play tunes while you sit.
Here's some batteries.
Thank you.
You know, if you want to work on chopsticks or heart and soul while in the
bathroom. The best part is looking at it, I don't think this is how a keyboard is actually laid out.
No,
but
limited space.
Yes, very intriguing.
And then finally for your fridge, I couldn't resist. So Brian, here's a magnet for you.
Ooh, it's Homer and Lisa Simpson, and Lisa's saying pie the number, and Homer's thinking of pie the dessert.
There you go. And Rick, I thought you would enjoy that.
Always be yourself. Unless you can be Batman, then always be Batman.
There you go. Words
to live advice.
By.
Good advice.
I think so. So
it's
there
great
you go, gentlemen. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah.
I hope you enjoy the season and the spirit of the season. Now, speaking of spirits, spirits did appear in the full reviews that we most recently did for the Christmas season, which was Scrooged with Bill Murray. Now, I believe after watching the full reviews that we were kind of all on the same page.
Yeah, it worked. It's a good movie.
I really enjoyed it. And I think maybe to billboard a little bit, when we get to the stack ranking, I think we're going to maybe have to start from top and start going down the list.
Oh, wow.
I could definitely see this in our top 10.
I don't know about that.
Falls. Well,
we'll start at 10.
We'll see where
we'll
it is.
We'll start at Waterworld and work our way from there.
So, did you guys have any kind of follow-up thoughts to Scrooge at all?
No, not really. I mean, it's still
many opportunities to reflect on it. But.
Yeah.
Well, I know at the time you guys said maybe this wasn't in a Christmas rotation that you'd watch it every year, but you still think the same.
Yeah, it's still a good movie.
Yeah.
I'd watch it, like I said, every 5 years.
Well,
I'd watch it like every other year, maybe.
We brought this up maybe in the past too, but What are some of the ones in your Christmas rotations? Because I know, especially you, Brian, and you, Rick, with the kiddos, kind of watch the same ones every season because they're
Elf.
Part of the tradition. So Elf.
Elf is
White Christmas.
Yeah.
We watch that all the time.
Home Alone, you know.
Home Alone.
Home Alone,
yeah.
We haven't watched in a while.
They've been playing that a lot on TV lately. Like
Santa Claus, I like.
Santa Claus 2, Santa Claus 3. Oh, the Heat Miser and Snow Miser.
Oh, the Christmas special ones. The
TV
special.
Yeah, like Year Without a Santa Claus and Rudolph and Charlie Brown Christmas, of course.
Does anyone watch, which is the one, it was funny because when we did Scrooged, actually, it was originally suggested by my wife because she enjoys that movie. But after we had already all watched it, she goes, oh, you know what you should have done instead? And we're like, no, we already watched it. This is what we're doing. She said, you should have watched Santa Claus the movie. Remember
that,
that
is
that
a good suggestion. That's
John
a harder
Lithgow?
One to find.
Yeah, and that's why we didn't do
it.
Because I have no idea where
I don't
to
know
find
if I
one.
Ever actually watched that one.
It was one of those movies growing up where I thought it might have just been a dream.
Well, I remember being, maybe they sold
especially
the VHS
way it was
or something at McDonald's. Yeah. Like, I associate it with McDonald's for some reason.
But especially the way that movie was filmed where it had like a weird like lighting on the outskirts, you know, like the way that there was like this always a glow in the picture.
Yes.
I thought it was like maybe like a weird fever dream or something. No. Like, oh no, John Lithgow and Dudley Moore as the elf. Fun facts about Scrooged.
It's a very fun movie. These facts better be as fun as the movie.
I can't guarantee that, because they're written by online users.
That should be our theme song.
The first one that comes up is, did you know that the actor Jack McGee ad-libbed his line, you can hardly see them nipples?
I don't think we even mentioned the nipples.
No, I don't think we did that. Oh, this was kind of a bit of a famous story here. So Bill Murray and director Richard Donner, they reportedly did not enjoy working together.
Oh, really?
That created a lot of tension.
Bill
set.
Murray seems to have that issue with
does,
a lot
yeah.
of...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at what he did with Egon.
So Roger Ebert asked Bill Murray about their disagreements, and Murray replied and said, we had only a few every single minute of the day. That could have been a really, really great movie. The script was so good. There's maybe one take in the final cut of the movie that is mine. We made it so fast it was like doing a movie live. He kept telling me to do things louder, louder, louder. I think he was deaf.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's not...
You know what? I can see that.
It's not that I think Bill Murray has a giant ego or anything. I think Bill Murray just wants to do things Bill Murray's way.
He wants to
like when it comes
ad-lib
to comedy,
and he wants to kind of play things off the cuff.
Yeah,
and I can see directors that want to stick to the script.
He's a loose actor.
Like, but you should know what you're getting with if you hire him.
Right. Yeah. I think now that's what people understand. But like maybe back in the 80s, they were kind of like, okay, we want you to do it this way. And he's like, that's not a good way.
Like they all saw him and loved him in Caddyshack. And they're like, okay, yeah, let's make him the leading man. Not understanding the freedom he had in Caddyshack.
Because he was a supporting character. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Or like when he did Ghostbusters. He had a bit more freedom because, like, Ivan Reitman was his friend.
Yeah.
The director.
At the
and,
time.
And Harold Ramis. Yeah.
Then they got into some quarrels.
Whoa, whoa.
The Ghost of Christmas Present, Carol Kane, where she grabs his lip. She grabbed it so hard, she tore it so badly that they had to halt filming for several days.
Oh, my.
They tore his lip.
Good job, Carol Kane. If I was Bill Murray, I would say, nice job.
Nice job for tearing my lip.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said that.
You gave me a little vacation.
In the scene where Bill Murray was kind of having those delusions in the restaurant and that he walks out and he like slips and he falls on the way out. So that was completely unscripted. That was a genuine accident. So it was apparently...
Oh, he actually fell?
Yeah, it was a dude on the stairs being wet after he splashed the waiter with water and that caused him to lose his footing and they just kept it. So it was funny.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it was funny. So this was Bill Murray's starring role since Ghostbusters in 1984. He had been living in Paris and had seriously considered giving up acting altogether, which we mentioned. So
yeah,
this was like a 4-year hiatus between Ghostbusters.
Well, I mean, he'd done some little, like he was in Little Shop of Horrors.
Right.
Yeah, but how much money did you get from those movies? I mean, back in the 80s, I mean, it couldn't have been that much money. Could he actually have retired from acting?
Well, Ghostbusters was like the highest comedy of all time, I think, at the time.
Yeah, but I don't think he's like, it's not like
but
now.
But how do you get paid? Like,
it's not like now where like, what is it, Marvel
you
and...
get the back-end pay and everything.
Well, that's only with Iron Man, though. He's the only one that got Marvel to agree to the back-end pay. And now
I think he got the back-end pay because they didn't want to pay him up front.
Right.
Because he was...
And now look at what he's...
Yeah. Like, when Robert Downey Jr. was hired for Iron Man, he was a liability.
Right. That's true, yeah.
So they were like, we're not going to give you a lot. We'll give you some... And also, Iron Man was kind of a B-list character at the time. So, like,
and
we don't know how this is going to work.
Such a big thing.
And then it took off.
And now they're like, we need to renegotiate.
Now he's the biggest star in the world.
In the world.
In the world.
All of Bill Murray's acting brothers, John Murray, Joel Murray, and Brian Doyle Murray, appeared in this movie. John's the only one that played his on-screen brother. We knew that.
Joel plays someone?
A friend at the party?
Which I didn't even know he existed.
I was like, it could be another brother, for all I know.
He could have been, yeah.
He was just
but they
a guy
didn't
at
set
the party.
That up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't set that up. In the scenes where Carol Kane had to rough up Bill Murray, apparently she got really upset after they filmed those.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, so she's got some sympathy for him. Oh, this is interesting, because I never knew that this was why he said this line. So when Frank throws the water at the waiter and he says, I'm sorry, you know, I thought you were Richard Pryor.
Oh, yeah.
So this was a reference to an event in Pryor's life when, while he was freebasing cocaine,
yep,
he accidentally set himself on fire and ran down a busy street in L.A.
Yeah.
So that was the reference there.
I did not understand that.
No, I had heard that story, yeah, but I didn't, like, it didn't click in my head.
No, I actually have never heard of that story ever.
Well, now you know, and knowing is half.
I think I knew that story before I knew a lot about Richard Pryor. I think that was one of the first things
like,
I knew.
Wait,
about
he's a comedian too? I thought he's just a guy that freebases and catches on fire.
Yeah.
When the Ghost of Christmas Present first appears in the movie, she says to Frank Cross, "I'm a little muddled." This is a direct quote from Glinda the Good Witch in The Wizard of Oz when she first meets Dorothy in Munchkinland.
Oh,
here you go, Brian. One of the things you brought up. So in the movie, Frank Cross and his brother are walking down the street. There's all the street musicians. So the street musicians that were insulted by Bill Murray, although the main one that's insulted is Paul Schaefer, the other musicians are Miles Davis, David Sanborn, and Larry Carlton.
Oh.
Original casting. Before David Johansen, Sam Kinison was supposed to play the Ghost of Christmas Past.
Oh, that would have been interesting.
But the role eventually went to David Johansen because he was friends with Bill Murray.
I mean, it was probably for the best.
Yeah.
Because I think Sam Kinison would have just done a standard Sam Kinison. Yeah. Ah! And I think he's... Yeah.
Just the yelling,
yeah,
you know?
No, mm-hmm. I think he played a much better role.
Oh, yeah. This is a fun fact.
Wait, so the rest of them weren't?
when I say this is fun, it means this pertains to me. Preston, Robert Mitchum, tells Frank that in America there are 27 million cats, 48 million dogs,
then 1,200 says, cheesecake and 1,500
strudel. Quite seriously, that IBC needs to start gearing programming towards them. As of 2015, there are several dog and cat-specific channels on Roku that supply dedicated pet programming based on scientific studies of what interests them. So it kind of led the way to the Roku programming for pets.
I'm following along and I just clicked that one as not interesting.
The silent character, Grace's son, Calvin Cooley, is named for President Calvin Coolidge, who was known for a man of very few words.
That seems like a stretch.
It seems like a mediocre
it's
fact.
It's a weird, like, loose connection.
Yeah, well, it seems like they named the character, and then someone's like, ah, is that like Calvin Coolidge, who's known for being a man of very few
words?
What's
going on, IMDb? It's a fact. Oh, at the end of the movie, when everybody is singing Put a Little Love in Your Heart, and Frank says, Feed me, Seymour. This is a reference to Little Shop of Horrors, in which Murray had a small part. Yeah,
yes,
we know that.
But it is just a weird,
it's
random
a weird,
non-sequitur.
It actually matches up with when he said that there was a long, like, single take at the final thing, and they just kept everything.
Yeah.
Like, that makes sense, because he probably was just doing something completely random, and they're like, let's keep that, because we're not going to film you again.
Paramount announced a special edition release titled You'll Love It Edition to be released on October 31st, 2006. However, it was recalled for unknown reasons. So that was like another edition.
Well, now
this
is like the 30th anniversary, right?
Yeah, that would have been, it probably would have just been like the DVDs in a new slipcover.
Oh.
This is the You'll Love It Edition.
You'll Love It.
And it's like an ugly sweater. Yeah.
So this is the 30th anniversary, though. I didn't even think of that.
When the homeless shelter residents mistake Frank for Richard Burton, it's an allusion to Bill Murray's skit on Saturday Night Live, Season 2, Episode 22, with Shelley Duvall hosting, where he imitated Richard Burton's most famous dramatic scenes. When Frank tells the ghost of Lou Hayward, "You're a legend in the business," Hayward replies, "Mankind should have been my business." This is a paraphrase of a line spoken by Jacob Marley in Dickens' A Christmas Carol. The Ghost of Christmas Past cab belongs to the Bell Cab Company. Bell is the name of Scrooge's first love in the Charles Dickens novel from which the story is loosely taken.
Now, I'll take that as a fun fact.
Okay. That's kind of
That's
fun.
Like
That's,
a deliberate
they put
choice.
That in
yeah,
there, right?
Yeah, I agree. That's a good one. Anyway, so I've gotten, I don't know, two or three of these as real good fun yeah. facts. We'll just call this segment Mediocre Facts.
Mediocre Facts.
With Mark.
The sling-mounted GE M134 minigun used by Lee Majors in the beginning of the movie was the same stage prop used by Jesse Ventura in Predator. Oh my God. I hope this isn't true. So following the breakup of the New York Dolls, who David Johansen was the lead singer of the New York Dolls, famous punk group, bassist Arthur Kane had fallen on hard times. Envious of the success of his fellow bandmates, Kane was in his apartment watching the film Scrooge when he saw David Johansen's appearance on screen as the Ghost of Christmas Past. This pushed him over the edge and resulted in him attempting suicide by jumping out of his third-story apartment window.
Attempting.
Holy attempting. Crap. Yeah, but still.
That's not really a fun... This is getting worse.
These
are now sad facts with Mark.
Some characters have trouble remembering the name of the boat on Gilligan's Island, a show in which director Richard Donner had worked on.
That's a fun fact.
The movie was the second ghost comedy that Bill Murray made, obviously. In some releases, there were a lot of reference to Ghostbusters to help sell this movie. In the U.S., there was a tagline that said, Bill Murray is back among the ghosts, only this time it's three against one. So they really played off of, like, he's in another ghost movie. This is the 13th highest grossing film of 1988. At the American box office, with a total of just over $60 million. And then finally, we'll end on this. Under the category of actor trademark, apparently Bill Murray has a line, bark like a dog, which he says in many of his films. Bark like a dog has appeared in Caddyshack, Ghostbusters, and Groundhog Day, where someone says, bark like a dog.
I never knew that one. Excellent.
There you go. No. Fun / mediocre facts.
You mentioned
one
that
sad one.
Made me think that doing a Ghostbusters Christmas Carol crossover would have been a really great idea, right?
Interesting.
Apparently, from my research here, there was an episode of The Real Ghostbusters named Xmas Marks the Spot, where it's about essentially the real Ghostbusters having to step in for the Ghosts of Christmas Past, Present, and Future.
Oh, so kind of a crossover, because obviously The Real Ghostbusters was based on Ghostbusters, even though none of the original actors did the voice of those guys. But
no, but
a loose connection.
The fate of Christmas depends on the Ghostbusters filling in for the Ghosts of Christmas Past, Present, and Future, while Egon attempts to retrieve the real ghosts from the containment unit.
I'm Winston. I'm the Ghost of Future.
Arsenio Hall was the voice of Winston.
Oh,
very cool.
All right, so there's the fun facts. Gentlemen, now this is the time where we usually connect the last reviews that we did to the current one.
I have a single.
You have a single connection? Okay,
yes.
Okay, well, I'll give you the last reviews that we did, if you recall, was The Wizard. So I have two-step connections. Brian, did you have a connection at all?
I did not.
Okay. My first one, Fred Savage, star of The Wizard, was in Little Monsters with Daniel Stern. And then Daniel Stern was in Home Alone with John Candy.
Oh.
And then John Candy was in Stripes with Bill Murray.
There you go.
And then it's kind of a similar path. Fred Savage was in Little Monsters with Frank Whaley. Remember, he played Boy. And he was in the movie Career Opportunities with John Candy. And then again, John Candy to Bill Murray in Stripes. So there you go.
Let me see.
Beat that, Rick. Top that.
There's one.
A direct connection?
No. It's
like a one step.
It's a one step. Christian Slater was in Mobsters with Michael Gambon, and Michael Gambon was in Fantastic Mr. Fox with Bill Murray.
Oh, okay.
Voice work.
I didn't know that.
Also Christian Slater was in Zoolander with Owen Wilson, and Owen Wilson was also in the Fantastic Mr. Fox with Bill Murray.
Christian Slater was in Zoolander? I've seen that movie so many times. I don't remember him in that. Okay, well, there you go.
There you go.
There's our connection.
There are connections.
I do have one last connection,
which connects
our last two movies.
Oh, snap.
Interesting.
Christian Slater was in Zoolander with Owen Wilson. Owen Wilson was in The Life Aquatic with Bill Murray and also Jeff Goldblum, which was Buckaroo Banzai.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
That's a very roundabout connection. Wow.
Bill Murray
finds a way.
that's how this works.
So I have here a list from last year.
I like lists.
It's a Christmas Carol adaptations ranked from Bah Humbug to God Bless Us Everyone. So we'll just see.
Which is fitting, because obviously you said the Scrooge is an adaptation of the Christmas Carol.
Out of ranking, they have Scrooge or Marley's Ghost, which is the oldest existing adaptation from 1901.
So that wasn't ranked.
So that's not ranked. It's just a little fun fact.
Okay.
So coming in at number 20, there's the 1970 Scrooge, starring Albert Finney.
Which is the one they always used
never
to show
seen
in
it.
School, I thought.
Yeah, I think that's
I
the one
don't
we
think
had
I've
to
ever,
watch.
Oh, then
you
maybe I have.
The one with, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me.
Then we have...
No, so I just remember the one with Patton.
Coming in at number 19 from 1978, we have Rich Little's Christmas Carol.
he's the impressionist.
So, yeah, he's doing impersonations of Paul Lynde,
is he doing the
WC
whole thing?
Fields, Peter Falk, and Truman Capote. So it's a one-man show, yeah.
Seems timely.
Then we have The Stingiest Man in Town, which is a Rankin-Bass animated one. So it's not stop motion.
Oh.
Just an animated...
I might have seen that one.
It stars Basil Rathbone as Scrooge.
Oh, he was
featuring
Sherlock Holmes.
Tom Bosley as a narrating humbug.
Tom Bosley.
Oh.
And Walter Matthau as the penny-pinching lender.
Oh,
that sounds fun. I don't think I've ever seen that or heard of that one.
Then we have, from the 1960s, Jim Backus, Mr. Magoo's Christmas Special.
I feel like I've seen that, but it's not ringing a bell. I know. I remember them using Mr. Magoo.
Yeah. Then there's Bugs Bunny's Christmas Carol, which I didn't know existed.
No, I never heard of that one. Did Bugs Bunny play Scrooge?
It's an 8-minute runtime. Yosemite Sam is Ebenezer Scrooge. Porky Pig is Bob Cratchit. But you get to see Bugs Bunny play pranks on Yosemite Sam.
So who is Bugs Bunny in that?
I think he's just Bugs Bunny. Then, coming in at number 15, we have A Christmas Carol, The Musical, which starred Kelsey Grammer, Jason Alexander, Jane Krakowski, Jesse L. Martin, and Jennifer Love Hewitt.
So is that like a TV thing they probably
did?
Yes,
and it had songs by Alan Menken.
Oh.
At 14, we have Ms. Scrooge, which starred Cecily Tyson as Ms. Ebenita Scrooge.
I think I remember them playing that on VH1 or something, but I never saw it.
At 13, we have Christmas Carol, the movie, directed by Jimmy T. Murakami. It has Belle voiced by Kate Winslet. Scrooge is voiced by Simon Callow, not Cowell.
Simon Cowell.
And
you're awful.
Scrooge's henchman, Old Joe, is Robert Llewellyn.
So this
and
is an animated
Nicolas
movie.
Cage voices Marley, briefly.
Whoa! Now I need to see that. Nicolas Cage as Jacob Marley?
It's credited as Nick Cage.
Then at number 12, we have the uncanny valley of the 2009 Jim Carrey, Robert Zemeckis, A Christmas Carol.
Yeah, I never saw that one.
Never saw that one, too.
Was just...
I'm aware of it, but I never watched it.
Too uncanny valley for me.
Yeah.
Number 11...
Well, here's a weird connection. Robert Zemeckis' wife was in Scrooged.
Oh, really? Connection. Yep.
Mary Ellen Trainer from Goonies, Die Hard, the mother.
Oh, yes.
So she was married.
Zemeckis is what? Okay.
She was married to Robert Zemeckis until like 2000.
Oh,
and,
yeah, Mary Ellen Trainer. Okay.
Where is she now? She passed away from pancreatic cancer.
Thanks, Rick, for bringing us down.
Sorry.
We were just talking about fun Christmas Carol this, and you have to go there.
Well, we talked about
it. Now let's talk about more dead things. Back to the ghosts.
Well, now we have one of my favorites. Oh. I don't think it belongs as low as number 11. We have Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Which I think, it's a classic.
Yeah.
Like, it tells the whole story in about 45 minutes.
Is that the one with Scrooge McDuck?
Yeah, it was Scrooge McDuck. And Mickey Mouse is Bob Cratchit.
That should be top five.
Yeah, easily.
I'll give it six.
Number 10, we have A Flintstones Christmas Carol.
What?
I never saw that.
In this one, I think, like, they're putting on a play.
Like a local bedrock
version. I want to say Fred gets like a head injury or something.
Oh, let's think of the Flintstone puns that they used in that. So they probably had Ebenezer Rock.
We'll go with that.
Bob Crotch Rock.
Yes, it was Bob Crotch Rock.
Yeah, we'll go with that one. That sounds great. That's like louder mouth.
Yep.
Louder milk, sorry.
Then coming in at number 9, we had the Patrick Stewart A Christmas Carol from 1999.
I knew that existed. I don't think I ever really watched
it. I want to
say that was on like TNT.
Yeah, it was like was it a TV movie?
Yeah.
But that's why is that even, I mean, that shouldn't be that high. Is it that good? I mean, he was at the height of his, 99, so it wasn't even.
It was post-Star Trek.
It was post-Star Trek. But it is good casting, I would say.
Yeah, I think so.
Then we have the 1997 animated A Christmas Carol featuring Tim Curry in the voice role of Scrooge.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Okay. I don't think I've seen that one.
97,
I don't think I've ever seen this one. And there's no way it's better than Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And one that, you know, could be top five as well, coming in at number 7, The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
one.
Oh,
I love The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Anyway,
That's another one we watched.
Really?
That's
kind of,
we watch that almost every
So number
year.
6 is the George C. Scott A Christmas Carol.
I always get those confused in my head, but I feel like the Albert Finney one is the one I remember more. I don't know.
Yeah.
Then, coming in at 5, Scrooged, of course.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 4, 1971 animated version, with Alistair Sim reprising his role as Scrooge, a role he made famous 20 years earlier.
Boo.
It's 25 minutes long. So then we have, coming in at number 3, the 1935 Scrooge.
Okay.
Sir Seymour Hicks.
I mean, I'll give you that one in top 5. I wouldn't put it at 3.
Then the 1938 A Christmas Carol.
Maybe that's the one.
At number 2 features Reginald Owen in the role of Scrooge.
Reginald Bell Johnson.
Oh, Carl Winslow.
And then coming in at number 1, the 1951 Alistair Sim A Christmas Carol, which I think is the one that's most famous.
Maybe that's
of
the one, yeah.
Of the black and white Christmas carols, yeah. It's Alistair Sim that most people know.
I don't know. I disagree with that.
I would put, you know, Muppets and Mickey much higher.
Muppets and Mickey and the Albert Finney one. I would put those all.
You wouldn't have Albert Finney in the last spot?
No, I wouldn't put that in the last spot. Top 5 are going to be George C. Scott version, the Albert Finney version.
Yep.
Muppets.
Yep. Mickey.
All right, so there we go. A little Christmas Carol history.
Christmas Carol. We've seen some of them, and we haven't seen others. So now, just for a little game, I figure let's do a nice little throwback of the IMDb keyword game.
Oh yes, a keyword part.
So I'm going to give you some.
Put your keywords in the bowl, everyone.
Oh God,
the punch bowl.
why did you say the punch bowl so creepily?
Because
isn't that usually a fish bowl?
That was the party.
All right, so I'm gonna read off some keywords from one of the holiday classics, and you're going to guess what movie it is. We'll start with an easy, very obvious one: compassion, hallucination, kicked in the crotch,
Scrooge.
Yes.
Was I supposed to say my own name?
No, you just yell out the movie. You can
just say Rick.
Rick.
Or you
it's
can
Scrooged.
I'll have you ring it. Say ho 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 to ring it.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay.
There we go.
I probably won't get any of these. I don't really watch too many Christmas movies.
You watch more than I do, I think.
You might get some. All right, our next one: slapstick comedy, Precocious Child,
Home Alone, Rick.
Ho
ho ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Home Alone.
I'm gonna give it to Rick.
Oh.
Yay!
He rang in with the name of the movie, with his own name, yeah. And then with the ho ho ho.
But I got the ho 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 in first.
Yes, but I'm feeling generous with the holiday
with
spirit.
The holiday season.
Surrealism.
What?
Holiday season. Police interview.
Mm.
Product placement. Wordplay in title.
Ho ho ho! Jingle All the Way.
Santa Claus.
Mark gets it.
What was the wordplay in Jingle
Hall? I don't know. I was thinking Santa Claus in my head, and then I was like, Mark already rung in. I have to just say something.
We rang in at the same time.
I know, but then it screwed me up.
The first one was just an example, so I think we're tied 1-1, right?
Wait, the first one was an example?
Oh, yes. I gave that to Mark. I think it's 2-1.
It's 1-1. It's 1-1. I went with the movie we just covered.
That's true, yeah.
Okay, 1-1 with an asterisk.
All right.
I'll take it.
Small Town Life. War Hero.
Ho, 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 Rick. White Christmas.
No.
Oh,
Mark, I am going to give you one more.
Okay.
Deaf in One Ear. And if you don't have a guess, I will give an additional clue and Rick will be back
in
contention.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Continuing on. African American Woman.
Ho, ho, ho. It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Rick, you took a 2-1 lead there.
With an asterisk.
Yes. Always remember.
Always remember the asterisk. Santa Claus character. Man versus Beast. Friends who live together. Elephant.
Elephant.
King.
Ho, ho, ho. Is it Krampus?
No.
I was like, man versus Krampus. Beast. I don't know.
All right, Mark, again, you'll have one additional clue, and then I will open it up. Ostracism.
Ostracism is my one clue.
Yes.
Elephant. This is not a Christmas movie. Ho, ho, ho. Dumbo?
No.
Okay.
Hyphen in title. Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho? No, it's on a hyphen. That Bad Santa.
No.
It's on a hyphen.
All right, Mark, you're going to get one again.
Okay.
Ostracism.
Ostrich.
Really?
Yeah.
There's an ostrich in the...
The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Nope.
That's not very Christmassy.
Santa Claus shows up in there.
He does?
Yeah.
Clean Slate, Water Pistol.
Water Pistol?
Island.
Ho, ho, ho. Babes in Toyland?
No. So right now you get one additional.
Oh, God. I hope it's...
I'm going with... was this Man versus Beast? What was that? That was the first one, right?
Jelly.
So then if I don't answer it...
If you don't answer it, it's going back. This is your one
jelly?
Shot. Jelly.
Think water of some of the pistol. Other ones. Jelly.
This was a hard one because there's some very obvious
think
keywords.
Of ostracism.
An ostrich.
Ostracism is actually a really good clue here.
Have I seen this movie?
Yes.
I'm sure you've seen this movie.
Okay, I need an answer in five.
I got
four,
nothing. Go on.
Three.
Mark, give your answer.
Oh, Mark. Oh. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
No.
Whoa!
Oh, no.
Jelly of the All Month right. Club.
So you right, now back to me for
you,
the next
you get one.
One
more.
Jelly of the Month Club?
Yeah, that's what he gets as the gift from his boss, Brian Doyle Murray.
Oh.
Bring it back around.
Based on song.
Ho, ho, ho. Jingle All the Way?
No. All right.
I got nothing.
Wow. Okay, clean slate again. Character name and title.
I have two in mind.
Oh, God. I can't.
I need another one.
No, you can't need another one.
No, I need another keyword.
Dentist.
Oh,
damn.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That is correct.
Yeah.
You're all tied up. 2-2.
I would not have got it with
ostrich?
On the Island of Misfit Toys.
Oh, okay.
There's the cowboy that rides the ostrich.
Cool. I would
That's
never.
That's why I thought Babes in Toyland.
Father-son relationship. Indiana. F word. Dream sequence.
Ooh. Oh, ho ho, Mark.
Ho ho ho, Mark.
A Christmas Story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, Mark takes a 3-2 lead.
Woo! With an asterisk.
Yeah.
Well, once you take the lead, the asterisk,
yeah, the asterisk
can go one. Away. Elf.
Go for it.
Ho ho ho. Elf.
That is correct.
Oh, yes. I thought that was going to be wrong. That's why I let him go for it.
Yeah.
That was too obvious.
It's all tied up.
I like my keyword, my next time.
I liked how you were like, go for it.
Go for it, because I thought I was going to be wrong.
All right, now it's 3-3 with an asterisk.
Yes.
The asterisk,
the asterisk has returned.
Has returned.
All right. Commercialism. Christian subtext. Reference to King Solomon. Depression.
What?
Dancing.
Chris dancing.
Biblical passage.
Oh, ho ho Mark.
No, I don't have it.
Charlie Brown Christmas special?
A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Okay.
Yes.
Yay.
Oh.
Okay, Mark, you're back up 4-3.
With no asterisks.
With no asterisks,
with no asterisks anymore. Generosity. Compassion. Cartoon dog. Assumed identity. Rhyme. Surrealism.
Ostracism.
Materialism. Based on children's book. Voiceover narration. Scheme. Character name in title.
I don't know if this is right, but ho ho Mark. Frosty the Snowman.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
All right, Rick, you get one more. Change of heart.
Oh, ho ho ho. Grinch. How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
That is correct. So now it's 4-4.
I like how...
I guess that was a real dog.
I like how my extra one was change of heart and yours was ostriches.
And then ostrich.
Change of heart. I was like, come on. Now I know what it is. Asterisk back, though, people, for those keeping track at home.
All right.
The bouncing asterisk.
Single father. Hugging. Nightgown.
Hugging nightgown.
Belief in the afterlife.
Oh.
Belief in heaven. Friendship between girls. Brother-sister relationship. Father-son relationship. Father-daughter relationship. Apple farm. Dead mother.
Whoa.
Widower.
What?
Sled.
Oh,
no.
Ho-ho Mark?
Yes.
Go, ho-ho Mark.
Prancer?
It is Prancer.
Okay.
The next one was what going is... to be Three Oaks, Michigan.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever seen Prancer.
I'd never seen all of it, but I'm pretty sure Sam Elliott was a widower.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Yeah.
All right, so that puts Mark at the...
5-4.
5-4.
No asterisk.
No asterisk.
Yukon Cornelii, the greatest hitman in all...
Holiday.
Holiday.
CGI animation.
Ooh.
Oh.
Frog. Snake. Lizard. Rat.
You're just naming animals.
Wait, CGI?
Cat. Cartoon cat. Donkey.
Donkey.
It's not Shrek. Maybe is there a Shrek Christmas Carol?
There is a TV special. It was like a half an hour, though.
Okay.
Christmas Eve, based on Fairy Tale.
Fairy Tale?
Puss in Boots.
Oh, is it
Shrek?
Ho, ho, ho. Is it Shrek, like the Christmas Carol?
I need the official title of the special.
I don't know that one.
Mark, do you have a guess?
Shrek's Giving?
It's not, it's like that though.
It's a pun.
Yeah.
Ho, 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 Rick. Shrek the Halls.
That's it.
Shrek the Hall.
I was going to say Merry Shrekmas. So.
That's not bad.
Okay,
Rick,
good job.
You pulled it back to a 5-5
tie.
Rick
comes
so
back, and so does the
We're going to need a
5-5 asterisk. With, this is for the win.
Yep.
I'm going to go to a special choice.
It's for
here.
The win or asterisk tie.
I'm going to go with one that you've probably never heard of or seen.
Well, that's not going to be good.
Oh, it's going to be very good because I'll reveal why. TV star. Neo screwball comedy.
Wait, have we actually heard of the title?
You've probably heard the title.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Grand Teton National Park.
Teton.
Cookbook. Character says you snooze, you lose. Hate. Name calling. Happy ending. Punched in the face. Kiss on the lips.
Ooh.
Reference to People Magazine. Reference to Charles Manson.
Whoa.
Reference to Bloomingdale's department store. Burnt down house. Bathing baby. Pretend relative. Kicked in the shin. Reference to Hugh Hefner. Telling someone to shut up. Reference to Cinderella. 1990s. Pretending to be married. Appeared on TV news. Decorating a Christmas tree. State name and title.
Oh.
That's actually one of the, probably the best.
Okay.
Hold on.
Name and title.
Fake family.
Oh,
fake
okay.
Family.
There goes.
Remake.
Oh, remake.
It's a remake.
Remake
of
with a state name in the
title spoken by character.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is one of the actors in this movie in Blade?
You think it's a Wesley Snipes movie?
No.
Yes.
Oh!
Ho, ho, ho! Christmas in Connecticut.
That is correct.
I've never
it's Chris
heard, never
Chris
heard
Christopherson's
of
in the movie.
Never heard of it.
But do you know who directed the movie?
No.
The star of one of the finest Christmas films of all time, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What?
What?
He directed a TV
he
movie?
The 1992 TV movie version of Christmas in Connecticut, starring Chris Christopherson, Tony Curtis, Diane Cannon, and Richard Roundtree.
Oh my God,
that's
Shaft!
Crazy.
I forgot Shaft was in it.
I discovered this, like I stumbled across this. I need to find this movie so I can watch it.
I gotta look. I have to look this one up.
So what happened there? Did we tie?
I think
well,
Rick just
six
won.
To five with an asterisk.
So we asterisk tied.
We asterisk tied.
Okay. I'll take that.
You could be Obelix. I'll be asterisk.
I mean, oh, Gerard Depardieu.
But I think Rick pulling that one out outranks.
I did.
The
I did have to ask the question
true.
Though.
But you pulled that one out.
I did.
And it outranks the
I
asterisk
of up,
guessing the movie we just talked about in detail.
I've never heard of that movie.
I don't know why I have heard I don't know why I've heard of it or seen it, but I probably have because I remembered Chris Christopherson
yeah,
in
did.
It.
All right, Rick, we'll give it to you. It's a Christmas miracle.
It's a romantic comedy.
Oh. Gentlemen, that was a fun game.
I enjoyed
you're welcome.
Because
ho,
I'm gonna
ho, ho, Mark.
I'm gonna oh, end the year with a win.
Yeah. No.
I mean, there is an asterisk.
But that's
well,
fun.
You know, I'm feeling bad about the asterisk. So I think we need a bonus.
No, we can't do that. I won. We're going
okay.
to the next thing. No, we
oh,
can't
you
do
gifts.
It.
You gave me nothing.
I have your gifts. They're in the room.
Let's do this is going to be an all or nothing one last
winner
round.
Takes all.
Winner takes all.
Is it something I've seen?
Maybe.
Or
great. I did pull out Christmas in Connecticut.
You did.
All right.
Christmas in Massachusetts.
This is one last one for all the marbles.
All the marbles.
Instant regret. Family visit. Mother Nature. Niece. In-laws. Canadian. Pregnancy. Secret room.
Ooh.
Ex-husband, ex-wife relationship.
Ho, ho, ho.
The Santa Claus 3.
Do you have the full title?
See, I called
this already. It's Jack Frost, right? It's I don't know the
Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause. I've never seen the movie.
It's The Escape Clause? Oh yeah, The Escape Clause.
Escape Clause.
It's Santa Claus 3. I got it.
I have stated many times I've never seen 2 or 3, and yet you go to number 3.
That's the one when they come in and they're like, "We're Canadian, eh?"
See, I can't tell you. I've never seen it. I've only seen the first one.
So Mark technically got the full title. Rick got the so I guess I need to go to another
one. No, you don't. We're
end on a tie.
What? There's no tie. I got it.
Let me think.
Okay.
Because I got the Santa Claus 3. You just got the Escape Clause.
I wouldn't even know it was Santa Claus 3, though. I've never seen the movie.
All right. Here it is. This is the final.
The final marbles.
Final.
No asterisks.
No asterisk. You're on an even playing field somehow. Here we go. Singer. Confrontation. Alienation.
Alienation? Wait, what?
Not like
the TV
movie.
Show? Yeah.
Alienation.
Oh, yeah.
Bully comeuppance. Harmonica.
Ooh.
Surrealism.
It's a big theme in these, surrealism.
Denver, Colorado. Ice cream truck. Car accident. Crying. Broken promise.
Rick.
Mark.
I think I said it first.
Rick?
Jack Frost.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's what I was going to.
All right, no asterisk. Rick,
good job, Rick.
You end the year
with
a win. I
will secede to that. Well done.
That's another movie. I don't think I've ever seen the full movie. I just thought it was so sad.
So sad.
Well, it's like, hey, Dad, you're dead, but you come back as a
snowman.
Ghost?
And then if you do a search for Jack Frost, and you can
see the horror movie.
You can get the horror movie.
Where did this carrot go? All right, now. So, like we said, speaking of ghosts, back to Scrooge. Let's stack rank this movie.
All right, what do we say? I'd say start at 10.
Rick says start at 10.
What is 10?
10 is Labyrinth.
10 is Labyrinth.
10 is Labyrinth.
I will note, 11 is Spaceballs.
11 is Spaceballs.
Oh, it's worse.
And 12 is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, keep going down.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we got to go down.
Yeah, I was going to say start at 20, but...
Well, let's start at 20. Let's look at 20.
All right,
let's
20.
Start at 20.
So 20, we have Gremlins 2, The New Batch.
Better.
I would put it above that.
I would put it above it.
Cool Runnings.
Better.
Nah, you're getting...
Come on.
It's close. All right.
Independence Day.
Better.
It's not better than Independence Day.
Scrooged?
No.
Scrooged is better than Independence Day.
I don't think so.
What about Lethal Weapon?
Better.
I would agree that it's better than Lethal Weapon.
But I don't think it's better than Independence Day.
It is.
Trading Places?
I could go either way on those.
I would say it's better than
Trading
Places.
I could say better.
What about Karate Kid?
Yeah, it's better than Karate Kid in my mind.
Better than Karate Kid.
Batman Returns.
No.
We put a lot of Christmas movies adjacent movies in this region.
I liked Batman Returns. Speaking of just Jack Frost.
I don't know. What's your thoughts on Batman Returns?
I don't think Scrooge beats Batman Returns.
I think it could, though. I don't think it would beat the original Batman, but...
But that's why the original Batman's...
Yeah.
Well, what's after Batman Returns?
Rookie of the Year.
No, it's not better than that.
It could be.
No, it is not.
I think it's around that area. It definitely doesn't beat Planes, Trains, and Automobiles,
no.
But...
I don't know. I mean, I guess...
I don't know.
This is a tricky one.
It is a tricky one.
I guess I would put it... It's definitely worse than Rookie of the Year for me.
Okay.
And so then you go into Batman Returns. If I was going to watch a movie, I'd probably watch Batman Returns over this.
Batman Returns you can also watch any time of the year.
Yeah.
Plus Christmas time.
Okay. It has Max Schreck.
What about Karate Kid, though? Like, that held up a lot
that
better
did,
than I expected.
Yeah, Karate Kid did.
I don't think it's better than that. I would be down further, but I'll let it go with you guys.
I'm thinking it's below Karate Kid, above Trading Places.
I mean... By Trading Places seems like the right tone for it. So
yeah.
Like they're kind of similar tone movies. And especially there are some questionable things in Trading Places that didn't hold up very well. I'd be okay with that. You want to do that at 16 then?
Yeah, let's move it in at the new 16.
All right, Scrooged. All right, gentlemen. Well, very well on the stack ranking there. I'm not entirely sure we have time for where have these actors gone.
I think...
Is there anyone really of note jumping out to you? So no one really of... No, I think we're pretty good.
No, there's been a lot of people, but
There's almost too many people.
There's almost too many people.
And
that
I think we kind of know
to dedicate to them.
Right. And I think we kind of know where they've all been, or since they were always older at the time, they've since passed away.
Or they were character actors that became bigger, like Mimi.
Or Dee Dee.
Or Dee Dee. That was in the previous episode.
She's a character now.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen.
My name's Dee Dee.
Any kind of final thoughts about Scrooge takes on a Christmas carol?
Scrooge takes on a Christmas carol?
Yep.
My God, it'd be like a fight.
Well, that's kind of what Scrooge did.
Be like a fight movie.
The Grinch versus Scrooge. Which Christmas curmudgeon prevails?
Probably the Grinch.
Yeah.
He's
stronger.
He lifts a whole sleigh above his head.
Yeah.
He's
wiry.
Scrooge is just a frail old man.
He could throw coins at him, though.
Guys, get out your money. Let's throw it down.
Or he can dive into an entire bin of coins and somehow make it through, like, swimming in water.
You're talking about Scrooge McDuck.
And then when that could be the movie. Scrooge McDuck played Scrooge in A Christmas Carol.
That reminds me, gentlemen, I have always wanted to test the theory of jumping into a giant vault of coins to see if we just swim or if our bones all break. So let's go do that.
All right.
And on that note,
I'll let you go first.
Thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. I'm Mark, and for Rick and Brian, just remember, you can always paint the grass green. Good night. Happy holidays.
Goodbye.
Been a good boy this year, Mark.
I've been ostracizing a lot of people.
Oh, ho, ho, why have you been doing that?
Because an ostrich told me to do it.
Oh, ho, ho, that's no excuse. You're not getting any presents, not even coal. Because coal is a valuable commodity in today's economy.
But there's one thing I do want, Santa. It's an original edition, full knowledge, Golden Girls collectible board game with pieces shaped like B. Arthur and Estelle Getty.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Oh, God. And
what about you, Richard?
I would like a custom painting of myself grabbing a bull by the horns.
He's asking for a commission.
Very ambitious there.
Do you have it with you?
No, but I have this Golden Girls game. Would you like that?
Oh.
You did win the other game, so you could have this game, too.
Maybe I could sell it to get a commissioned painting.
Oh, there you go.
I'll just go on eBay.
You'll buy it from me.
Amazon delivers faster anyways.
Not as fast as Santa. I'd like to see Amazon deliver on Christmas. They're ungrateful.
Nothing for you, Jeff Bezos. Happy holidays!
Thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this mini episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. And happy holidays to you, Cinemaniacs! You can find us on the social interwebs. Tweet us at the number $5 Bin POD, like us on Facebook, or email us at the $5bin.podcast@gmail.com. Download and subscribe to all our episodes on iTunes, and when you do, hey, why not leave a nice rating and review? Helps others to find the podcast as well. Why, thank ya! For information about Brian and my improv organization, Natick Improv, and upcoming workshops and performances in 2019, you can visit natickimprov.com or like Natick Improv on Facebook. A big thanks once again to Jeff Kimball and Jenny Weech for the $5 Bin theme song. And until next year, Cinemaniacs, hasta la vista! babies and a merry Bill Murray miss.